You take pride in the hard work you put into maximizing your soybean yields. But there's something to be said for recognizing an easier way to boost your bushels. Introducing Enlist E3 soybeans from Dairyland Seed, the most advanced trait technology available in soybeans today, and the easiest way to send tough weeds packing and unleash your beans' full potential. So just how easy are we talking? We're talking the same wide application window you're used to, with improved weed control. We're talking herbicides that land and stay on target. We're talking tolerance to a wide range of herbicides, allowing you to use Enlist Duo or Enlist One herbicide to get weeds out of the way. So Enlist E3 soybeans can thrive just like they were designed to do. We're talking a ready-made system of seed and herbicides designed for one purpose and one purpose only: unprecedented soybean yields. Discover how revolutionary Enlist E3 soybeans are making farmers proud to plant Dairyland Seed at DairylandSeed.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Farm Talk, and as I mentioned last week, Farm Service Agency had a couple of headlines, and it was even late in the week on a Friday. So we got to bring on from the North Dakota Farm Service Agency Executive Director Brad Thickeson. Hello, Brad.
Well, good afternoon, Nick. Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty darn good. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm interviewing Sonny Perdue or Zippy Duvall. I'd ask them first off, before we get to important stuff, the really important stuff, crop report from Georgia. But for you, how are the crops in Western Trail and Steele counties?
Well, we're doing okay. I mean, the corn is just amazing this year where it is as far as maturity goes. And we got corn that's definitely going to be harvested, I think, in a timely fashion this year instead of waiting till March. The soybeans are stretching up, and we've had probably a little bit too much moisture, or drowned out some of the dry beans, but for the most part, things are maturing along real good. It's this perennial plant that's been a challenge to manage the weeds, and Mel's trying to get a cover crop on that. But all in all, it's been a fantastic summer. I mean, today we got the clear blue skies and the nice breeze, and it's 80 degrees. I mean, these are the summer days we dream about.
In January, yes.
Exactly.
Seems so far away. Or even in October last year, we were dreaming of some of these days. So I think this time around, as much lousy things have happened to everybody in 2020, I think the weather this fall is going to be good for the first time in three or more years.
Oh, I think so, too. I think we need to get back in step with Mother Nature. I mean, those that have been around farming for a while, we don't want to remember the last two falls, because that can't be the normal. And it's nice to see that this crop's maturing. We're getting harvest weather for the wheat harvest right now, and fields are somewhat firm and dry. And, of course, that's what we remember as we were growing up as a kid, that August days can be long and tiresome, but that's a good tired, because that's bringing in the crop.
For sure. Already. Hey, and football practice, too. That was another part of August days. So, already. Well, Friday afternoon, it was the announcement that Conservation Reserve Program land, if you qualify. And now, Brad, I noticed that on the USDA map on Friday, there were no North Dakota counties, but I understand there are three counties in North Dakota that have been approved for emergency haying and grazing.
Right. We've gotten Oliver, Morton, and Burley County in the central part of the state that were actually, certifying a 40% forage loss, and that they were actually on the drought monitor there for a while. So those producers can go to their, or contact, not go to there, but contact their local FSA office, and then start the process on getting that CRP ground released for haying or grazing.
And that's all there is to it. Nothing else to know?
Not well. We are still having our doors locked. So the best thing you can do is go to farmers.gov and do your search through the CRP emergency haying grazing. That gives a kind of a list of the counties that are eligible in your state, and then also there you can contact your local county office either by email or by calling them on the phone. Right now it's appointments only. We're still phase two across our whole state as far as the coronavirus, kind of protection or the CDC guidance on that. So producers can't walk in, but we sure take phone calls, and we sure are looking at our emails these days in order to be in contact with those producers.
Yeah, which is a great convenience. In fact, maybe like some of the Zoom meetings or people working from home, this might be maybe working into the future. This might be a way that FSA does business.
Oh, I think it's well, we see the barber shops, you know, where you used to walk in and sit and wait for your haircut. You know, now we all get our appointments, even to get our haircut or whatever. So I think it's the new way we'll do business. I think it's, you know, not that we're going to have our doors locked forever, but I think in order to be efficient with our staff and be efficient with the producer's time, you know, having an appointment is a win-win on both sides of the counter.
Well, it was a win that emergency haying and grazing use of Conservation Reserve Program land is good. But there are a lot of people who have the prevent plant acres that would, with a cover crop or of either forage or something, who would like not the November 1st date, but anything earlier than November 1st. Is there any chance that that date could get moved?
Well, that's probably a question for higher up powers that be. I know that there's a lot of groups I've seen, you know, where the people have written to Secretary Perdue asking that North Dakota, with the heavy use on preventive plant, that, you know, we have this resource here where producers could put a forage crop on and also help with the short hay stocks in the western part of the state. So I haven't heard anything yet. I was hoping that maybe soon, but as the calendar ticks on here, you know, we are into second week of August right now, and producers are probably kind of wondering, you know, can we get this done? But hopefully something would come soon, but if it doesn't, I think producers will figure out ways on how to manage those hay stocks. And getting that cover crop and taking soil health in consideration on these PP acres is very, very important. We got to have something growing out there so the organic matter doesn't get sloughed in a year like this. And we're hoping that everybody gets something on that ground, not only to save the topsoil, but also get that organic matter up with some root structure.
Yeah, right on. Something other than weeds.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, of course, on the Perdue farm in Georgia or the Fordyce farms in Iowa, winter sometimes does not arrive on November 1st. But in North Dakota and South Dakota, it does.
Well, with our freeze date, you know, around the end of September, 1st of October, you know, waiting till that November 1st, the feed value of that crop has really gone down significantly. And so the November 1st deadline is definitely a hardship in the northern tier here. And I voiced my concerns, but, you know, I've explained that. But, of course, they have their reasons, and it says that in policy, and that's what we have to live with right now. And unless something else comes down the road, we just have to play by those rules.
Yeah, all right. Well, there are a lot of groups that are trying to get the squeaky wheel greased. So, and also last week, some other groups were petitioning or sending letters, I guess, to USDA to make the late filing fee of 814 for CFAP, maybe that can be extended. And again, that's a decision in Washington, not Fargo. So, What are you hearing, or what do you think?
Well, the deadline for CFAP is August 28th, and what we're really experiencing here in North Dakota is that we got about a 60% of what we think eligible producers that have signed up for CFAP right now. I'm a little perplexed. You know, we're past planting and we're past the spraying season. I mean, that was kind of our excuse at the onset that producers didn't have time to get in there and sign up. But just last week and this week, we're going to be sending out postcards to 38 counties of what we think are producers that are eligible to participate in CFAP. And we want these producers to be able to come into the office, or not come into the office again. I got to keep quit saying that.
Yeah.
But contact the office to see if their application started. It's a very simple process once we get it. It's unlike some of our other programs, but what we need is that producer's certified number and a signature on a form, and then we can start that process. And that money usually turns around in about 6 days from the time we get the signed application. So it's quick money for the producer. It's money that's there for this coronavirus aid right now, and it's something that we would hate to see the producer not participate in. So we encourage everybody, get a hold of your local FSA office and ask of the mechanics. I think, if I can expound on a little bit more, we get confused on all the programs there are right now. We have WIP Plus, we have CFAP, you know, we have emergency haying and grazing. We have all these different programs, ARC PLC. And a producer might think he signed up for a program, but the thing is that you got to initiate that conversation, and you got to make sure that you got, you know, all these programs covered. And, you know, the best thing you do is ask if you signed up, and they say, yep, you already got that payment, then what harm was that? I mean, it's a good thing to keep asking questions.
And as of a week ago today, I think only 6.8 of the $20 billion that was allocated has been paid out. So I guess it, North Dakota, you said about 60%. Was that a national number or a North Dakota number?
No, it's a North Dakota number. What we think of eligible producers in North Dakota that could participate in CFAP, we've only gotten about 60. Now, you know, some producers, like in a case of a soybean producer that you've sold all your production ahead of time, you know, you're not eligible to participate, but we don't know that because we don't know the sales of your commodity timing, you know. So it's a little complicated and clumsy on that end, but in the same token, it doesn't hurt to ask and make sure that you're not leaving any money on the table.
Well, it is. You got another 18 days to get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say. The August 14th date that I mentioned is the acreage reporting deadline to avoid a late filing fee. There's another reminder for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, with we didn't extend the deadline on July 15th, but we allowed the producers to keep getting their certified maps in. We need that one to be done, I mean, not only for us, but for RMA data, too. So, producers, if you have your, you know, maps into the county office, make sure you get that signature because your certification isn't complete until we have your signed 578. And we have a lot of insurance agents that are kind of waiting for that. And as long as we want to get that project, you know, cleaned up too at our county offices, we got enough other work to do. So if we can take one thing off of the, you know, table, then it's one less thing to work on. So it's August 14th. We want that done. And I know there might be using a register here and there, but for the most part, it's a job that needs to get done, and we're just asking producers to, you know, make sure they put that in their to-do box for the next few days or next 4 days this week.
Yeah, yeah. On the 4th of July, August 14th seemed like a long time away, but it's this Friday. So.
All right, exactly.
Get her done. And as you mentioned, there's a whole bunch of programs available. I mean, there is money available. How about WIP Plus? What is, I guess, important to be doing now?
Right, and WIP Plus, you know, here again, we've had some confusion with that, but we think we're maybe automatically enrolled up. I know maybe there was a false sense back, if we think back a year ago, the PP acreage or the indemnity that was, they called the top-up payment that was initiated by RMA, and it was basically you didn't have to sign up for it, you didn't even have to apply for it. It just came as an extra payment on top of your PP indemnity. Now, WIP Plus is a program. You have to go in and request that you want to participate, and then you also would be allowing them to use the RMA data, or if you have, you know, federal crop insurance, that data would be accessible to us at FSA. It's a very, very clumsy program to administer. It takes many, many hours for a PT to go through one application. That program has stalled. It doesn't have a deadline right now. We're trying to get certifying done, and, of course, CFAP was also front and center, so, you know, I apologize to producers waiting for their WIP Plus money, but it's not that you aren't going to get it. It's just that we need some more time just because we're overloaded on work right now. So.
Sometimes the wheels of justice and government just turn slowly. That's just the way it is. Huh?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, we're a heavy use state as far as RMA products goes. So, you know, even though we're kind of behind the eight ball on processing some of these applications, we're number three in the nation of applications that we've processed and money going out under WIP Plus. So we're still, you know, we're still getting work done. We're still getting money in the hands of producers. It's just a matter of we just got a lot of that to process and get through. So we'll get there. Communicate with your banker and make sure that they know that you've applied for it. Then we can, you know, you can probably ballpark it with your insurance agent, the money that you're going to get, and that communication will go a long ways in getting through this waiting time.
Very good. Brad Thickison, North Dakota State Farm Service Agency Executive Director. Appreciate the visit. Thanks for all the good work. And to the guys who've gotten something in the mail or direct deposit, thanks for that.
Oh, you bet. And this is the way we want to make a living farming, but we got to bridge that gap until we get that commodity price to give us better times. Mother Nature is starting to cooperate, so all we need is the marketplace to move in the right direction. So, but we'll wait and see, and we'll gut it out, and we'll get there.
You bet. A lot of growing degree days have been accumulated this summer. That's good, and thanks for the help in the programs. Appreciate it, Brad.
Thank you, Mick, and thanks for doing our part of getting this message out to producers.
Well, that's what we do. So thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. See you, Mick.
Yep. Bye-bye.